Maseches Nida, Perek Tes, Mishnah Vav. Shiva Samimanim Ma'avirim Ala Kesem. There are seven types of materials that have the ability to remove a blood stain. So if you pass these seven materials over a stain and the stain comes out, then it's a proof that it was blood. And if you pass these seven materials over a stain and it doesn't come out, then it's proof that it's not blood. It's just a dye that was in the fabric. So the seven materials are roch tafel, a bland saliva, umay grisin and bean water, umay raglayim and urine, v'neser is lye, uvoris and soap, kimonia, which is a type of clay that was used for cleansing, v'eshlag and a type of potassium that's used for cleansing. So the halacha is below, if you take the cloth and you immerse it in the mikvah, v'asal gabav taras, in order to purify it, and then you take items that are supposed to be remain tahoros on this cloth, and then you notice the stain. So havir alav shiva samimanim and below avar, if you pass these seven materials over it and the stain doesn't come out, then harez et seva, then you know it's a dye, and therefore ha taharos tahoros, anything that you prepared, all the taharos that you prepared on top of the fabric, they remain pure. Ve'eno tzarech lahatpil, and you don't need to re-immerse the fabric material in the mikvah. But avar, but if the stain becomes disappears, if it becomes removed, oshedeha, or even if it becomes faded somewhat, hareze kesem, then you know it's a blood stain, and vehataharos tameos, and any of the materials that you prepared on it, they become impure. Vitzarech lahatbil, and you need to re-immerse that fabric in the mikvah. Mishnah Zion is a continuation. Mishnah Zion says, Ezehu roch tafel. What is the definition of bland saliva? Kol shelo ta'am klum. It's saliva which came from someone who had not eaten anything or not tasted anything that day. May grisin. What is bean water? It's le'isas grisin shel pol chalukas nefesh. It is the ground up types of beans when they have been soaked and then split apart in water. May raglayim, what type of urine are we referring to? Shehichmitzu, that which has already begun to become sour. And the halacha is v'tzarech lechaskes shlosha pa'amim lechol echad ve'echad. Each of these materials has to be scrubbed over the stain three times, and it has to be done in order. Ha'aviran shalo kesidran, in order that was listed in the previous Mishnah. If you pass them over the stain out of order, o she'aviran shiva samimanim ka'achas, or if you pass all seven materials over the stain at once, lo asav lo klum. That is considered as if you have done nothing.